Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us, keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek, Son who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
Lord, You are our Savior. We will praise You forever. Alleluia.
Lord, You are our Savior. We will praise You forever. Alleluia.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things You did in their days, You, Yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, You uprooted the nations. To let them spread, You laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was Your right hand, Your arm, and the light of Your face, for You loved them.
It is You, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through You, we beat down our foes. In Your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was You who saved us from our foes. It was You who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised Your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, You are our Savior. We will praise You forever. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring Your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord.
Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Alleluia.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long, my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out? He who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
God raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who holds the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, has this to say. I know your conduct. I know the reputation you have of being alive, when in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. I find that the sum of your deeds is less than complete in the sight of my God. Call to mind how you accepted what you heard. Keep to it and repent. If you do not rouse yourselves, I will come upon you like a thief, at a time you cannot know. I realize that you have in Sardis a few persons who have not soiled their garments. These shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The victor shall go clothed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Philadelphia, write this: The Holy One, the true, who wields David's key, who opens and no one can close, who closes and no one can open, has this to say: I know your deeds. That is why I have left an open door before you, which no one can close. I know that your strength is limited, yet you have held fast to my word and have not denied my name. I mean to make some of Satan's assembly, those self-styled Jews who are not really Jews but frauds, come and fall down at your feet. They will learn of my love for you in that way. Because you have kept my plea to stand fast, I will keep you safe in the time of trial which is coming on the whole world, to test all men on earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest someone rob you of your crown. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Laodicea, write this: The Amen, the faithful witness and true, the source of God's creation, has this to say: I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You keep saying, I am so rich and secure that I want for nothing. Little do you realize how wretched you are, how pitiable and poor, how blind and naked. Take my advice. Buy from me gold refined by fire if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered. Buy ointment to smear on your eyes if you would see once more. Whoever is dear to me, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest about it, therefore, repent. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my Father on his throne. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
Those who gain the victory, I will feed from the tree of life which grows in the garden of God.
I will come into his house and share his supper. He and I together. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Gaudentius of Brescia, Bishop. The heavenly sacrifice instituted by Christ is the most gracious legacy of his new covenant. On the night he was delivered up to be crucified, he left us this gift as a pledge of his abiding presence. This sacrifice is our sustenance on life's journey. By it, we are nourished and supported along the road of life until we depart from this world and make our way to the Lord. For this reason, he addressed these words to us: Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. It was the Lord's will that his gifts should remain with us, and that we who have been redeemed by his precious blood should constantly be sanctified according to the pattern of his own passion. And so he commanded those faithful disciples of his, whom he made the first priests of his church, to enact these mysteries of eternal life continuously. All priests throughout the churches of the world must celebrate these mysteries until Christ comes again from heaven. Therefore, let us all, priests and people alike, be faithful to this everlasting memorial of our redemption. Daily, it is before our eyes as a re-presentation of the Passion of Christ. We hold it in our hands, we receive it in our mouths, and we accept it in our hearts. It is appropriate that we should receive the body of Christ in the form of bread, because as there are many grains of wheat in the flour from which bread is made by mixing it with water and baking it with fire, so also we know that many members make up the one body of Christ, which is brought to maturity by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Christ was born of the Holy Spirit, and since it was fitting that he should fulfill all justice, he entered into the waters of baptism to sanctify them. When he left the Jordan, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, who had descended upon him in the form of a dove. As the evangelist tells us, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. Similarly, the wine of Christ's blood, drawn from the many grapes of the vineyard that he had planted, is extracted in the winepress of the cross. When men receive it with believing hearts, like capacious wineskins, it ferments within them by its own power. And so, now that you have escaped from the power of Egypt and of Pharaoh, who is the devil, join with us, all of you, in receiving this sacrifice of the saving Passover with the eagerness of dedicated hearts. Then in our inmost being, we shall be wholly sanctified by the very Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe to be present in his sacraments, and whose boundless power abides forever. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me.
Alleluia.
This is the bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the Paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of your people, so that Christ, our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.